You're listening to SBS News.
Australia is through to its first Fed Cup final in 26 years after defeating Belarus 3-2 in Brisbane. World number 9 Ash Barty starred, winning both her singles matches before pairing with Samantha Stosur to claim the decisive fifth doubles rubber on Sunday.
And that'll do it. Australia is into the Fed Cup final and will host in November.
A delighted Barty praised the enthusiasm of her hometown crowd.
All of us have never played in front of a crowd like this. You guys make Fed Cup so special. We love it. We love you. Thank you for coming out.
In football, two Premier League giants are on track to meet in the final of the Europa League. Chelsea won the second leg of its quarter-final against Slavia Prague, a 4-3 scoreline giving the Blues a 5-3 overall aggregate. While London rivals Arsenal celebrated manager Unai Emery's 50th game in charge with a 1-0 win over Napoli, progressing with a 3-0 aggregate. In the English Premier League, Manchester City remains in control of the title race after a tense 1-0 win against Tottenham on Saturday. Pep Guardiola's side are 1 point clear of second-place Liverpool after 18-year-old Phil Foden's first league goal.
Tapped in by Silva, Aguero across goal, and Manchester City have a much-craved lead, and it's their boy. Phil Foden flung himself at it and scored a goal of great personal and collective significance.
It was the only goal of the match. Guardiola knows City's title quest is far from over.
We didn't make the best performance, but what they had done, it was massive today, massive. We are here the last 2-3 months knowing that if we lose a game, we are going to lose the competition.
In other matches, West Ham drew with Leicester, Fulham produced a big upset to beat Bournemouth, while Brighton moved 3 points clear of the relegation zone after its goalless draw with the Wolves. Watford and Newcastle also won their matches. A simple message of enough started appearing on social media over the weekend, part of a 24-hour boycott of the platforms by footballers in the UK. They're taking a united stance against racism online. In the A-League on Friday, Adelaide United moved into fourth spot on the ladder after a 1-0 win over Melbourne Victory. On Saturday, Newcastle Jets embarrassed Brisbane Roar with a 6-1 victory, while bottom-placed Central Coast Mariners defeated Western Sydney Warriors 3-1. Wellington Phoenix won their match against Melbourne Victory on Sunday afternoon. In the NRL on Friday night, Roosters centre Latrell Mitchell kicked a field goal to give his side a thrilling 1 point win in extra time of their grand final rematch against the Melbourne Storm.
It's going to go to Mitchell from the 40-metre line.
No.
Latrell, yes, he's done it!
Oh, look at him.
Have you seen anything like it before?
On Saturday, the Cowboys and Dragons both registered wins, while the Titans defeated the Newcastle Knights on Sunday afternoon. In Canberra, the Raiders handed the Broncos their fifth loss of the season. In the AFL on Sunday, Carlton won its first game of the year with a 44-point victory over the Western Bulldogs. The Blues passed 100 points in a game for the first time in over 1,000 days in the win. Coach Brendan Bolton says he knew his team was on track for a breakthrough performance.
We've been building towards this. Our effort indicators, even the scoreline, we've been in games and been really, really close to getting a result in the last 4 weeks, and internally we've understood that.
On Saturday night, Sydney Swan star Buddy Franklin moved to 7th on the all-time goal scorers list, kicking his 927th career goal in the Swans' defeat to Richmond.
And that's gone right through the middle. He joins illustrious company.
Fremantle, St Kilda and the Adelaide Crows also enjoyed victories over the weekend. Joel Spreadborough, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.